Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Selvin. Selvin writes from Bladensburg, Maryland. Selvin writes, my realtor wants me to stage the house I just rehabbed. Which areas inside the home should be staged? Well, Selvin, I often stage homes that I buy, rehab, and sell to retail buyers. And the reason why I do that is because typically they sell faster when they're staged, because potential buyers can picture themselves living in the home when it's furnished and it's got pictures on the wall, etc. It's harder to do that in an empty home. You can also stage a rental as well. Either way, it, you know, typically allows you to sell faster if you're selling. Sometimes if a house is really well staged, a buyer may fall in love with it and buy it just based on the staging. Now, staging is an art, so I don't do it myself. I bring in someone who's got an interest in staging and has experience doing it. And it's not free, so it costs money, but my experience has been that it is worth the cost. As far as what you should stage, what areas you should stage in general, the more rooms and areas in the house you stage, the better. But I think the most important thing is that you focus on the areas where the buyer is most likely to spend the most time. So kitchens, bathrooms, family rooms come to mind, but that depends on who your target buyer is. So are they single? Are they married with kids? Are they empty nesters? That will all influence the way you should actually stage the property. So know who your target demographic is. And if you're not sure, ask your local realtor and then stage the house based on that. So thanks for your question, Selvin. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.